Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome, it's another episode of Cheese Please with yours truly, me, myself, and I, Endo Daffodil.
Excuse me?
It's Daffodil here too.
You better bet it's Daffodil here too.
Well, come on, you were giving me such a hard time this morning.
You deserved it.
Well, I mean, come on. That wasn't fair.
It was so fair.
It was not fair.
I told you before, don't talk to me like that before I have my coffee.
I wasn't that bad. Come on.
You were mean. I told you don't be mean to me in the morning before I have my coffee.
Well, I was just clowning around, just a little kidding. You know, it wasn't
not the, before coffee.
What's with you and coffee? You're a cranky person without coffee.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And we bicker, but we have fun here on the show every week where we bring you hijinks and keys.
Shenanigans.
Keys and hijinks, shenanigans, but ultimately the wacky, warped, and weird every week.
And this week?
We have none other than...
one of my favorite people in the whole world.
You like her?
I like her a lot.
Really?
I used to watch her TV show.
Her and her puppets.
Yes.
I mean, primitive.
One really famous puppet and one that's sort of famous, but people don't talk about it nearly as much.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. But pretty primitive back then, but gosh darn it, you know, she still holds up.
She does.
And we're starting off the show, though, with the Brass Explosion Orchestra and Chorus with some of the mellow hits from 1972. Hey, we're going way back.
So coming up in a minute, we're going to have Brandy.
Yeah, you're a fine girl. Oh,
but
yeah.
We're going to start it off with the Candyman from Brass Explosion Orchestra and Chorus.
Oh, yeah, the Candyman. Do you like my voice I'm doing that for now?
No.
Why not?
Just play music.
On
Cheese, Please.
Thank you.
worst music ever.
Please, please.
Bringing you the memories of the early 70s variety show, or Carol Burnett, I don't know which.
I was actually kind of thinking more like Brady Bunch, but in tune.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's so early 70s variety show on NBC or something, I don't know. The Brass Explosion Orchestra, of course, with Brandy, made famous by The Looking Glass around that time. And before that, we started off with, hey, I could see Ken Berry actually dancing to that on the Carol Burnett Show. Or maybe Sammy Davis Jr. and Candyman right here on Cheese Please. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
We're profiling Sherry Lewis. No. Got nothing to do with telethons. Or
not
those
Jerry Lewis.
Okay.
Sherry Lewis.
Yes, and quite a difference.
Yes, she is one of my favorites.
Well, if she's one of your favorites, you know all about her, so tell everybody.
Well, Sherry Lewis got her start on TV way back in the 50s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, some different stuff.
Back when the internet wasn't existing.
Back when computers weren't existing, almost.
TV dinners were new. TV dinners were a big deal.
Yeah, her first show was called Cartoon Club, and then it changed its title to Sherry and Her Friends, and then to Sherryland.
Sherryland?
And she won New York Area Emmy Awards for her work on Sherryland.
Oh, okay.
But then NBC gave her a network program called The Sherry Lewis Show in 1960.
Okay.
Which replaced the Howdy Doody Show.
No, poor Howdy Doody.
It ran for 3 years.
Yes.
And that's where a lot of her iconic characters like Hush Puppy and Charlie Horse were introduced, as well as my personal favorite, Lamb Chop.
Do you like Lamb Chop?
He's so cute.
Well, he sort of grows on you.
Lamb Chop started out as nothing more than a sock with a couple of eyes on it.
Okay.
It was a sassy alter ego for Lewis.
Yeah, well, that was definitely a sassy alter ego. I remember him on more than a few TV specials in the 70s and 80s.
But here's the thing to think about Sherry Lewis. She had that show in 1960s, early 1960s.
Yes.
In 1992,
yes.
She got a new show.
Really?
Lamb Chop's Play Along on the public broadcasting network.
That was like 30 years later.
Yeah. And then she started another hit series, the Charlie Horse Music Pizza. Which is what she was working on just before she died.
Oh.
She died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll talk more about it a little later on.
I have all kinds of really cool stuff about her that has nothing to do with the puppets.
Okay, well, we're playing a couple songs right now. We've got Sherry Lewis coming up with Aren't You Glad You're You? Well,
but we're going to start off with one of my favorite songs.
Which is?
Swinging on a Star.
On?
Jeez, Please.
I just fill in the blanks.
Exactly.
A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar.
A pig. Yeah. Wing ding. May I put my 2 cents in?
Go ahead.
I mean, a pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. Like he's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, yeah, you may grow up to be a pig. You dig?
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. And be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
Hush, puppy, what do you know about fish?
Well, I'll tell you, old Sherry. A fish can't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. The people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish.
And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you.
You can be better than you are.
I'll take it, Wing Ding.
You could be swinging on a star.
La, 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 la.
All I could say was, oh my God, oh my God.
Ooh, cheese, camembert.
Friend of mine who lives way up in a tree. He's a happy crow who's found a bright philosophy. Night and day he goes far out on a limb, hoping folks are listening to him. Do-do-do-do-do, Wing Ding. Do-do-do-do-do, that's me. Every time you see a rose, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if the dawn is fresh with dew, aren't you glad you're you? Like when a meadowlark appears, aren't you glad you've got 2 ears? And if your heart is singing, swinging, aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky, a touch of friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you got the whole day through, aren't you glad you're you? Doodle-oodle-doo. Sherry! Doodle-oodle-doo.
That's me.
Aren't you glad to see a rose, and if the dawn is fresh with dew,
aren't you glad you're you?
Meadowlark in the park likes to sing until it's dark, so if your heart is singing,
ba-ba-ba-boo,
aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky, a touch, a friendly hand, or eat an apple pie.
Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand?
So when you wake up each morn, thank the Lord that you were born with what you've got the whole day through.
You ought to be very glad you're you.
Doodle-oodle-oodle-doo.
Sing it, Cher.
Doodle-oodle-oodle-doo.
Here I come.
Please, a real positive song with Sherry Lois, and aren't you glad you're you?
You know what? She was always really positive.
Yeah. Aren't you glad I'm me, Daffodil?
Some days. Most days.
What do you mean some days and most days?
Well, you told me you wanted me to talk about Sherry Lois, and you're taking the conversation in a whole different direction.
Okay, go back to Sherry Lois.
Her parents wanted her to perform, and by age 13, her father taught her to perform special magic tricks. He was actually New York City's official magician.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
During the Great Depression.
Oh.
She was instructed in acrobatics, juggling, ice skating, baton twirling, piano, and violin, and was then taught ventriloquism.
Cool.
And
I guess Daffodil. Hi. My name is William Shatner, and apparently Sherry's got something to do with Star Trek.
Yes, in 1968, she and her then-husband, Jeremy Tarcher, co-wrote the episode The Lights of Zitar.
Thank you, Daffodil.
The original series of Star Trek.
What do you mean? What do you mean she's dead?
She's what? Dead, Jim.
Well, I tried. No, seriously, on a serious note, she passed away, did she?
She did.
Oh, darn.
Of complications, she had cancer and she developed viral pneumonia. She died.
Oh.
She was only 65 when she died.
Oh, but you know, her. At the same token, her legend lives on the show here and everywhere else.
I got two more really cool Lewis facts.
Okay.
She was an accomplished musician. She actually conducted major symphonies in the United States, Japan, and Canada as the conductor.
Really?
She also wrote books and created more than 17 home videos, which apparently are available to watch on the internet. We'll have to go look for those.
Oh, wow. Like what? Is there any titles?
I don't know. It just says created 17 home videos, and there's a link.
Oh, exercising with lamb chop, perhaps.
No. But I got to tell you, the most coolest thing is in 1993,
yes,
she appeared before Congress to testify in favor of protections for children's television.
Protections in what way?
That they should be protected from certain types of advertising and violence and stuff like that.
Oh.
During her testimony before Congress,
yes,
Lamb Chop was granted permission to speak.
What?
So Lamb Chop spoke to Congress.
Really?
Lamb Chop's passionate, well-informed, and vivid testimony made an unforgettable impression on Congress.
Wow. I don't know what to say. I'm sort of taken aback by that one.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of Sherry Lewis.
I'm getting emotional. I better play this.
Stopping the tracks at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on cheese, please.
Daffodil, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I sort of made that funny Jim Bill Shatner thing about her, and I feel guilty now.
You should.
Yeah.
Especially now that you're going to play this. You know what? We can't go from those touching moments talking about Sherry to
yes.
Papa Ooh Mow Mow, Papa Ooh Mow Mow.
This was a chart-topping cheesy in the early 60s around the same time as, that Bird is the Word thing.
Yeah. The same people.
With the Trashmen. No, the Trashmen did
Surfing
Bird. But the Rivingtons did something else, too. But we're going to play right now Papa Ooh Mau Mau right here on...
Cheese, cheese, please. Cheese, please.
Funniest sound I ever heard.
Do that one more time.
Ow! Ow!
Cheese. Oh, well, now everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, 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 the
from the Rivingtons, And the bird is the word, not to be confused with the other song.
Surfing Bird.
Yes. That,
which kind of has bird is the word in it.
Yes.
But is like an earworm that gets into your head and then yes. rots there because you can never get it out.
Apparently Seth MacFarlane's earworm at some point. Because
yes, he's very fond of that song.
Because it ended up on Family Guy in one episode. And all these new kids watching Family Guy think is, hey, it's a new song. That's cool. No.
It's really old.
And before that, we started off with Rivington's, not Remington, not the shaver, and Papa Ooh Mau Mau. Papa Ooh Mau Mau. Papa Ooh Mau Mau. Papa Ooh Mau Mau. Hey, we should record that.
Hey, on cheese, please. Cheese, please.
Yeah, pretty much. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And we want to let you know how happy we are to have you, the listener, here.
Now, because you know what? If there was no listener, there would be no cheese, please.
Now, we can't actually say every name of all the 12 listeners actually listening each week on the show.
I bet there's more than 12.
Well, I could be wrong.
I bet there's more than 12. I've gotten emails from more than 12.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, you can send us emails.
Yes.
At?
Comments@cheeseplease.com.
Which is CHEEZEPLEEZE.com.
You always get the emails. I never get the emails.
That's because they love me more.
Really?
It's probably because you yell at them every week when you do this.
What? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I was trying
to do it.
I was trying to solicit for emails. Come on. I was trying to forget this.
If you don't do this, you don't get to.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
So what'd you find?
I was in Evil Laugh. Hey, a nursery rhyme by the Merry Max. What?
Nothing.
You remember Pop Goes the Weasel?
Yes. Round and round the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel.
I wonder if he worked in sales.
He was a sales weasel.
Sorry.
Or maybe just a management weasel.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay extra cheesy.
Monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought 'twas all in fun. Pop goes the weasel. I've no time to wait or sigh. No patience to wait till by and by. Kiss me quick, I'm off. Goodbye. Pop goes the weasel. Chased the weasel, oh weasel. Monkey laughed and laughed and laughed and thought it was all in fun. Oh weasel, I've no time to wait or sigh. No time to wait till by and by. Kiss me quick, I'm off, goodbye. Up goes the weasel. Monkey thought 'twas all in fun, so pop, pop goes the weasel. I've no time to wait or sigh, no time to wait till by and by. Kiss me quick, I'm off, goodbye, pop goes the weasel. Pop, pop, pop goes the weasel. Pop, pop, pop goes the weasel. Pop goes the weasel.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.